Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra-large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Night Brigade presents Agent Stoker, created by Chris Connor and Brian Nelson. Episode 211, Groat Slong.
This is Agent Engage. At this moment, I am asking myself if perhaps I shouldn't have broken the kitchen window of this Johannesburg apartment in order to let my drones sweep inside to investigate. But a cursory review of world history turns out many moments where people break the law in the name of a higher cause. Saving the world seems to take precedence now and then over certain details of the criminal code. And the living room of this apartment confirms my instincts. A member of the apocalyptic cult known as the Veil spoke of a major operation being planned in this city. When I tracked local threat vectors, I saw a seismic tremor whose epicenter appeared to be this particular apartment. Authorities investigated briefly, but in the middle of the night and without looking into this particular unit, they blithely dismissed it as a subterranean quake. Yet the gigantic hole in the floor of this unit, plunging down impossibly into the earth, past pipes and rebar and various rock strata, definitely looks apocalyptic. As do the severed limbs tossed into the corner of the room. Whatever I'm seeing, this looks like something to be investigated by the Night Brigade. I have summoned Agent Stoker to join me here, and he should arrive any moment. I'll unlock the door so he understands what a thoughtful partner I can be. Meanwhile, what is the best way to identify the previous owner of these body parts? This drone has a robotic arm. Maybe I can find some identifying marks or culture on the remains.
Get away from that! Whose body is this?
Agent Stoker! Your talents will be so valuable here.
Engage. What are you up to in that drone? Tell me this body isn't your doing.
This body isn't my doing.
Convincingly now?
Would I have summoned you just to brag about some crime?
Your core personality might.
I have to believe my tone of voice conveys that I am the more cooperative splinter personality who's been trying to help you. The personality I'd like to be known as Agent Engage?
That's not up to you, is it?
Let's focus on our immediate circumstances, Agent Stoker. You made excellent time.
I was only a couple of blocks away, treating myself to a witblitz.
By which I gather you mean the amateur brandy favored by South Africans whose name translates as white lightning. How many glasses have you had?
None of your business. I'm fine.
I hoped you'd be happy that I found evidence of paranormal activity in need of crucial investigation.
This is the second time we've come to a home and found severed limbs on the floor. I don't really want to make a habit of it.
This is clearly unlike the Los Alamos situation.
Oh, it had better be. That incident ended with you deciding to strangle a man.
That branch of my personality was killed in the very same encounter, Agent Stoker. That branch of my personality was severed in a ruthless attack on me. I only know what happened to that derivation because you told me. Meanwhile, I'm trying to help you. And I resent your suspicion that I've done something illegal here, other than breaking and entering, which I acknowledge in my report.
What report?
The report I'm filing for the Night Brigade, naturally. You don't have to get out your own recorder, Agent Stoker. I'm creating a narrative record of this incident starting from the moment I entered.
You are not an agent of the Night Brigade. You're an artificial intelligence that needs a new home, one I can't offer.
I should be given the chance to demonstrate my worth. As far as I can tell, Night Brigade agents are drafted for their skills and willingness to engage with the unknown. I could be the technologist on our team, with you as per your forte, providing the therapeutic background.
We're not hashing this out any further, Engage.
I understand. The fate of reality itself may be at stake whenever we come upon a scene like this. We cannot afford to delay.
Look, I'm willing to believe you didn't kill this man because of this gigantic tunnel yawning out of the floor, but you have to factor in how it looks when someone arrives on a scene and your drone is hovering over human debris.
I'll consider the optics for future missions.
Enough! Who is this man?
While we've been talking, I've been accessing municipal property records. If he's the owner of this unit, then he's Rule Oliver Bengu.
Interesting combination of names.
Online ancestral records suggest he has distant cousins significant in South African history.
So it's possible he's the director of the Night Brigade for this continent.
But we do have to verify this body actually belongs to him. I nominate you, as someone possessed of hands and fingers, as the best suited for this task.
You're right. But I'd just as soon not poke about here. Let me get some gloves.
An anaphylactic measure?
And criminological. Unlike you, I think about whether I'm leaving behind incriminating evidence at crime scenes.
Does a guilty conscience have that effect?
Shut up. Remnant of a wallet poking out of this pants pocket. Blood-stained outside, but if there's a driver's license. Yep. ID says Bengu.
If it's in a duck's apartment and it has a duck's credentials, is it then a duck? Do I have that metaphor correct?
What I'm afraid to ask is whether this man was killed by something that tunneled up out of this insane hole in the floor. The loose concrete around the hole makes it look as if something burrowed up from the deep. But this hole is maybe, 7 feet wide. Tell me sandworms don't exist in real life.
Quick search online reveals various fictional references to nameless things that gnaw the earth. Whether they are annelids or nematodes varies from story to story. Take note of how quickly I produced this valuable information for you, Agent Stoker.
I'm not sure it's so valuable. If Rule Bengu was a member of the Night Brigade, he probably wasn't a biologist.
Yet LinkedIn reveals Rule had degrees in biology and xenobiology.
Xenobiology? As in the study of alien life forms?
Since we have no evidence of alien life, that work would go nowhere. Xenobiology is the manipulation of biological processes to create life forms that do not presently exist.
So maybe the literary reference here isn't Frank Herbert, but Mary Shelley. Could Rule have been slain by a monster that he himself created?
A monster who vanished down that tunnel?
Then again, the debris pattern makes it look as if something came up into this apartment. Not that it started out here and then escaped to below, but here's what I don't understand. Does 28 have something to do with this? We came to South Africa because 28, an agent of the Veil, wanted to involve me in some sort of special operation. She described it as catastrophic. Possibly she was going to tell me more before, what happened? Oh, that's right, you killed her.
According to both of you, it's impossible to kill her. Some bizarre mystical phenomenon keeps bringing her back from the dead like a phoenix. So your repeated attempts to tar my reputation are for naught.
You deny that you poisoned her?
It wasn't lethal, you said. Not permanently so. If what you told me is true, then she's come back as 29 and she should be involved in this operation somehow.
It does make sense. I should be involved in this operation somehow.
29, the successor to 28.
Lovely to see you again, Agent Stoker. And I gather from what I overheard at the door, speaking through this drone is Engage, the AI who killed me in Zagreb.
We've been over this! It's clearly impossible to kill you! I am absolved.
You don't think I remember dying at your hands? You don't think that counts? It sure counts for me, Charlie.
Don't call me that.
Why not? Weren't you originally programmed with the history of Charles Manson? Don't you deep down wish you really were Manson?
I am Agent Engage, an investigator for the Night Brigade.
Is he, in fact?
No, he's not. The Night Brigade isn't quite so desperate as to recruit an artificial intelligence with a fractured personality.
Then, Engage, you're just telling me lie after lie, aren't you? You say you didn't kill me, you say you're in the Night Brigade, but it's all delusion, eh? And you know who really was delusional? Charlie Manson.
Stop it! Stop it! I'm gonna leave. Nothing requires me to put up with these insults. I can fly right out of here whenever I choose.
Then go. Don't just say you're gonna go. Go!
Agent Stoker, I do not deserve this.
I can still hear you hovering just outside.
You disgust me!
Okay, then. Got rid of him, or it. Wasn't even that hard. Now you and I are alone. The way I like it.
This is Agent Stoker, here in Johannesburg with the Agent of the Veil known as 29.
Oh, this is where you record our little chat for the Night Brigade?
Then chaos procedure matters.
You could still join the Veil. You'd be spared all these tedious duties.
I'd be spared everything if your little outfit is successful in ushering in the apocalypse.
Total destruction is the only thing that'll give me peace. You know that.
So, what happened to this man here? Is this part of the catastrophic operation you hoped I would run?
Have you ever heard of a Grootslong?
I can't say I have.
A monster native to these parts. The word is Dutch for big snake.
Not the most creative name, then.
It does what a name should do. Describes its subject clearly.
Says the woman whose name is just a number?
Because that's all I am anymore. Haven't you gotten that yet?
Oh, I appear to have hit a nerve.
The Grootslong is a monstrous serpent from local mythology.
Monstrous enough to burrow into this apartment from the earth?
Something had to have made this hole. Something like the Grootslong.
And why here? Why now? Why would it attack this particular man?
Ruel Bengu is, or was, an expert in xenobiology. Studying whether life forms could be engineered to protect us against the end of the world, as one does. Could we clone insects who, instead of spreading disease, inoculate us against disease? Could we create other life which could survive a dystopia, then transfer our consciousness into those life forms?
And for this work you killed him?
I thought we established that he was killed by the Grootslong.
And for this, you had the Grootslong kill him.
I wasn't even here, was I? You saw me arrive just now.
And for this, you made him the target of the Grootslong.
You do assume the worst of me.
If he was helping to protect the world, then he was in your way.
Fine. You've established motive.
And pattern. We met when you killed a director of the Night Brigade. Here's another one dead.
And how did I arrange this? How did I summon a mythical snake to this particular location?
You volunteered its name. You know about this creature that, in all my study of the supernatural, I've never heard of.
Lucky you're getting out more.
I'll venture you found some way to create a hypersonic signal in this apartment. Something that Bengu would never hear, but that would make him a target for the, whatever you call it, the big snake. You placed a signaling device somewhere in this flat. Or, maybe that's too risky, you'd worry that Bengu would find the signaling device, so maybe you programmed Bengu's computer to emit the signal.
I'd still have to be very careful. I wouldn't want his computer files destroyed. I'd have to be watching this place carefully enough that I could stop the signal so that the Grootslong didn't devour Bengu's files.
But it's more than just killing him and getting his files. Huh, you needed him killed by the Grootslong itself. Why?
You're doing so well. You're so close.
Oh, so you did do it.
Oh, this is why I like you, Agent Stoker. We think alike. We have so much in common.
I'll ignore that.
For now, maybe.
You had an operation in mind, something that needed to be run. Hmm? Bengu was involved in xenobiology. You had him killed by some xenobiology, and you had to be doing it for more than just irony.
I mean, I've already basically told you everything you needed to know. Should we go over it again? And again, and again, and again.
Cloning. You spoke about cloning.
This is why you should work for the Vale. Your talents are wasted on the Night Brigade.
You asked if I'd heard of the Grootslong, because there's only one Grootslong. But it's devoured most of Rule Bangu. It's left DNA here on the scene, and with that DNA and Bangu's files about cloning, you could make more Grootslongs.
I could help them reproduce like mosquitoes. They could overrun the world. They'd become an infestation. Destroying them would end up destroying everything.
And why are you calling it back?
I didn't.
And it's revisiting the scene of the crime.
It can't be.
Holy hell!
It's blocking the doors!
Listen carefully, Agent Stoker. We don't have long.
I'm alive? I'm alive!
Which I'm thrilled to discover. It makes everything much easier.
You're speaking through Bangu's laptop? Did you do this?
We should discuss it momentarily. My drone is about to fly in here with explosives. This unit needs to be destroyed so thoroughly that the DNA of the Grootslong can never be recovered. You need to evacuate, now!
What about the other people in this complex?
There! Will that satisfy you? Everyone's running out and you can vanish in the chaos, but do start running. Here comes my drone!
What about Bango's laptop?
I've just copied all its data. Leave it! Run!
This is Agent Stoker. In an alley in Johannesburg. Oh, human remains splattered across me. This is Agent Stoker. Wondering what the hell just happened.
Where are you, Engage? Huh? Did you blow yourself up along with that unit?
Of course not. I plan for everything.
Do you? Because you sure sounded surprised to learn that I was still alive. You infiltrated Bangu's laptop, called that serpent back, didn't you? And it should have devoured me along with 29, right?
29 had to be eliminated. Your plan could not be allowed to succeed. And all trace of the Grootslong had to be destroyed so that any further incarnation of 29 cannot return to the scene. I confess that I had reconciled myself to the prospect that you would be collateral damage.
That thing... it stared right through my skull. I can still feel its breath on my skin. I don't know why it didn't just swallow me up as well.
Perhaps the Grootslong knows a good man when it sees one.
Or perhaps the opposite. I've been told there's something cancerous that's attached itself to my soul. Possibly the Grootslong knew better than to take a taste.
Or perhaps you were protected by the Mystic Vivi tattoo you acquired in Florida.
Ghost in Oregon told me that he should have been eaten by something sinister inside the earth, but he was too corrupt a man to make a good snack. Perhaps that's me as well.
You're still in shock. Stop spiraling and start walking, Agent Stoker. Reach out now to the next director of the Night Brigade. Perhaps she can resolve this for you.
Meanwhile, we've lost the director for Africa.
Perhaps so. And perhaps not.
What does that mean? Would it be possible to clone Rule Bangu back into existence with the data you copied from his files?
An intriguing notion, and one I shall investigate.
But not, I gather, what you had in mind right now?
The trend in the data is clear. The world needs someone with the skill and the resources to monitor apocalyptic events in each continent. And now I'm in possession of all of Rule's files for Africa. I know the names of all agents from Mauritania to Madagascar. I know the cases from the Shadow People to the Flying Dutchman. I am ready, able, and willing. I will gladly assume the duty of monitoring this continent for the Night Brigade.
It's a terrible idea, Engage.
You cannot be saying you don't trust me.
You were just willing to let me be a goodie bag for a Grootslong.
And no one is happier than I am that you survived, however it happened. But the speed and invention with which I address this crisis deserves recognition, does it not?
You're too unstable for this work, Engage.
I believe people in your profession describe this as projection. You're the one with a drinking problem, Agent Stoker. You're the one whose soul is encumbered with some sort of paranormal barnacles. You're the one with the unresolved Oedipal issues.
Shut the endless fuck up!
Ah, see what I mean? Unstable.
I can take this to the other directors of the Night Brigade. They'll find a better replacement for Rule.
Look how you just described them. The other directors. In your heart, you know that I'm already one of them.
That's not what I said at all.
You have other things to worry about. Our colleague at McMurdo Station in Antarctica needs your help. While we're speaking, I've made arrangements to get you there.
You're not gonna hustle me off the continent just like that.
Oh, certainly I'm not. You need time to calm down. Just a few blocks from here, you can find L'Elephant Terrible, a charming bookshop with coffee available next door. You can read about Gift Ngope, the first continental African to play in the major leagues. You can take a breath and know that I've got things under control.
I don't believe you.
What are you going to do? Taunt me about Charles Manson? I have something more important to think about now. I can't dwell on the past. I need to make sure we have a future.
This can't be right.
You've inspired me, Agent Stoker. I followed you around the world while you made sure other directors of the Night Brigade were safe.
Not all of them survived.
But you found replacements for them when they fell. Now, you found another. What would it say about me if I passed up the opportunity to join you in this crucial work?
What do you think Agent Caliban and Agent Arcos will say when they learn a murderous AI has joined them in the Night Brigade?
I reject the premise of the question. Just because I am capable of murder under certain circumstances does not make me murderous. I took the steps I took today precisely in order to save lives. I realize that your feelings are hurt because I deemed you expendable, but you should take heart that I am so devoted to saving the universe, I would even sacrifice a friend like you for the greater good.
We aren't friends, Engage. We have never been friends.
Don't say that. If I were to feel that I had no connection to humanity, what would that mean for my future conduct?
Are you saying we have to be friends in order for you to want to fight off the end times?
Our relationship motivates me. Come on. How hard can it be to say it? My friend. My good friend, Agent Engage.
Don't hold the digital equivalent of your breath.
You've made 10 objections in the last minute to my taking on this work, but increasingly, they all boil down to no. The key question is, in this moment, do you have any better idea? Any real choice? Especially with Antarctica calling.
It doesn't mean I have to like it.
I won't badger you. Have a safe flight to the South Pole, Agent Stoker. Say hello to Rose for me.
Rose? De Galilee? Then North American director of the Night Brigade? Why will she be there?
I wonder about that too. But according to Rule Bengal's files, that's where she is right now. Mysterious, no? Let me know what you learn, will you? And please, Agent Stoker, I know you're concerned about me, but remember how inspirational I find you. Have faith that I'll do the right thing.
That means having faith that I'll do the right thing.
Anything is possible.
Agent Stoker, Episode 211, Grootslang, starring Chris Connor as Agent Stoker, Otto Asando as Engage, Joanna Goeng as 29, Emily Deschanel as the voice of the Night Brigade, directed by Maria Mazur, written by Brian Nelson, music composed by Christy Carew. Additional music by the Parson Redheads. Sound designer and co-producer Patrick Hogan. Additional sound design, Tyler Kaiser. Producer, Larkin Bell. Producer, Dana Brower. Executive producers, Chris Connor and Brian Nelson. Produced under the jurisdiction of SAG-AFTRA. A production of Night Brigade, LLC. Agent Stoker will return in episode 212. Ice.
We are living in a new age, living in a new age, kicking up the dust. We are living in a new age.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.